Good afternoon. It's 5:45. You're listening to 90.7 WFAE. I'm Mark Rumsey. Former Charlotte Mayor Patrick Cannon has agreed to plead guilty to one public corruption charge. He's scheduled to appear in court tomorrow morning. The Department of Justice says Cannon accepted at least $50,000 in bribes in exchange for political help with real estate deals. WFAE's Lisa Miller joins me now to discuss how much prison time the former mayor is facing and the new documents that shed more light on this investigation. Lisa, how long will former Mayor Cannon spend in prison under the terms of this plea agreement?
The Department of Justice suggests he served between 5 and 6 years based on sentencing guidelines. Now, the maximum sentence is 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. But when these cases go to trial, the sentence is often much less severe. So that could have knocked a couple years off his sentence if this case had indeed gone to trial. Now, a judge doesn't have to abide by this. A judge could increase or reduce that sentence in the plea agreement, but that's not likely to happen here.
Okay, so what are prosecutors getting in exchange for suggesting a lighter sentence for Cannon?
Well, Cannon has agreed to talk and basically name names. The plea agreement says he has to turn over all information he may have relating to this public corruption investigation. If necessary, he may have to testify in court against other defendants.
Sounds like prosecutors must think that Cannon has some rather valuable information.
It certainly appears that way. He's likely already passed on a lot of that information to even get a plea offer. The other thing about Cannon's plea agreement is that it makes you start wondering about the other cases prosecutors are building in this investigation. And here's Sam Buell's thoughts on that. He's a former federal prosecutor. He's now teaching at Duke Law School.
You have to, in a way, should we give the mayor, who, was the top guy in the city and took bribes, a cooperation agreement here? Well, only if we think we can make some really important corruption cases that otherwise wouldn't get made. So, I mean, that tends to make me think that he would have some fairly significant information.
So, Lisa, do we have any idea specifically what information Cannon is spilling?
Well, we have one new name. It's in the bill of information released today. That document lays out the charges to which Cannon has agreed to plead guilty. It says Cannon accepted several bribes from a businessman dating back to 2009. He was elected back to council that year. And in exchange, Cannon agreed to influence city zoning, planning, and transportation officials.
Any idea who?
Well, the document doesn't name the businessman, but a man named David Bauckham fits the description. He goes by the name Slim, and he owns a bunch of strip clubs in the southeast and at least six in Charlotte. A seventh club of his named Twin Peaks was on North Tryon and right on the path of the Blue Line extension up to the university area. The document says one of the bribes included a payment of $2,000 in cash in January of last year to persuade city and county officials to recommend allowing the club to rebuild further back on the same lot. Now, the club was demolished last summer and has not been rebuilt. The document also says Cannon solicited the support of the councilman where the club was located. Again, there's no name attached there, but Twin Peaks was in Michael Barnes' district. He's now Mayor Pro Tem.
Any evidence that Patrick Cannon was actually able to wield influence with city officials?
Well, not in a way that shows any city official, including Barnes, did something criminal. The bill of information includes a transcript of a voicemail Cannon left for a city employee. The call was on behalf of someone who wanted to open a nightclub in Charlotte, and of course, that person turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. But anyway, Cannon is pretty familiar with this city employee. The message starts off, "This is your brother in Greekdom, Patrick Cannon," and goes on to ask the employee to call the businessman interested in opening a nightclub. And a few days later, the document says the city employee gets in touch with the businessman and they discuss about getting zoning waivers for the potential nightclub property.
Okay, anything else new from these documents that came out today?
We learned that nightclub property under discussion was a property on 5th and Graham.
Okay, WFAE's Lisa Miller, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll have more coverage of the latest Patrick Cannon case developments tomorrow during Morning Edition here on WFAE. Increasing clouds tonight, a low around 60, and partly sunny tomorrow with Tuesday's high about 85 degrees. Right now, it's 77. Support comes from WFAE members and the UNC Charlotte Graduate School, offering graduate certificates from healthcare to education. Now accepting applications for fall enrollment. Details at gradcertificate.uncc.edu.